Same discussion would be something that comes up a lot of times in Yom Tov Sheni, and that Tzolo could even happen on Shabbos if there's a store that's open and one wants to go in to order food or to buy something from the store on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. How can he do it properly? Someone's selling cakes or liver or something in yeshiva and a bach wants to buy one from him on Shabbos, how can he do it properly? So one halacha is that a storekeeper is allowed to sell, but between the buyer and the seller, they're not allowed to mention any prices. They're not allowed to speak about the price. The buyer can't say, give me $5 worth of fruit, or better even not say a measurement. Give me a pound or a kilo of apples. And that's just mention prices or measuring. You could say a bag of apples, a bag of fruit, or a bag of, give me a portion of a fish, a portion of this, give me a container of liver. That he's allowed to do. But to mention prices between each other, or to talk about the weight, which is how the prices are measured by, that one's not supposed to. And after Shabbos, they could work out how much was it that he's chayv to pay him. At the same time, also, to look at a menu, he can look at the menu and pick out what he wants, but again, he has to be careful not to refer to the prices on the menu. Eitzah would be, if before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, one knows that they're going to have to be in such a situation, so before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, make all the payment arrangements, and even if it's a matter of the storekeeper giving you a ticket that says on it he paid for a portion of A, B, C, and D, and then on Shabbos you just show that ticket, that's enough. That's also fine. This is all talking about food. When it comes to expensive other items of kalim, of different other items, that may be a din of muksa. Kalim which are oymid for schayra, that could become muksa. If the owner of the store is very makbar on them, that he would never use it himself because he wants to be able to sell it, that could be a question of muksa. Food, even if it's in the store and the storekeeper would never use it for himself, but since we say that food doesn't become muksa because at the end of the day, if someone was really, really hungry, they would eat that food. So again, the yisod is that if one is doing such a thing at the time on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, there should be no mention of buying or selling prices. Just go in, order what you want, and then deal with it after Shabbos, or preferably deal with it before Shabbos, and then there'll be no speak about it on Shabbos. The Shabbos.